and instrumental albums through his own ALC Records and is universally acknowledged as one of hip-hop's most celebrated producers. And it all started with one idea.
When did you first develop your relationship with music?
Like, we used to have like a piano in the house. I used to go over there and try to sound little things out. And I think my mom saw early on that I was into it. And so she tried to give me piano lessons. And you know, piano lessons is not what's up. So I fought it, but I did it. So that was like the beginning of just like being creative, whatnot. And then we had like a little fake rap group when we were in elementary school called the Dope Poet Society. We like made hats with the iron on letters like most young kids did. When I look back, you know, these white Jewish kids in Beverly Hills embracing, you know, was the Beastie Boys. And I remember seeing them and just being like, wow. Or finding out one or two of them was Jewish or like white guys. What, they're on tour with Run DMC? They're accepted? Like that, all that shit worked on me as far as thinking, damn, maybe one day I could participate.
How did your parents' professional lives inform your own ambition?
My father was seven brothers, two sisters from Israel. Grew up there, and he like was the only one out of his family that left and came to the States. He made his way out of nothing. So to me, that was always like a big motivating aspect.
Were your folks into music?
Yeah. My dad had his favorites. He liked ABBA. He liked Nat King Cole. He had like this really strange mix. They had a record collection, you know what I mean? From the 80s left over, and those were some of my first beats.
So when did you start really like wanting to participate in hip hop?
My first stages were rapping. Just straight jacking your favorite rapper's verse. I would memorize a rhyme, change a couple of words, put my name in it, and then I would just be at the mall in Century City, and the homies would be like, yo, wow, say that rhyme, and I would like say a rhyme and be like, yo.
When did you make the transition to like, all right, let's write real songs?
It was always just a thing we did for fun. Then I connected with my man, Scott Kahn. We were all doing graffiti. We were all being bad kids. We were all making rap. Scott knew this kid, Evidence. His graffiti name was Vane. And he was already rapping and kind of doing his thing with Will. I Am.
Really?
Who was Willie 1X at the time. And where we all connected was this club called Ballistics. Every Thursday night on Sunset at the Whiskey. That's the first time I met DJ AM. He was rapping at the time. Me, Scott, Evidence, Seth, who was Shifty from Crazy Town, Will I Am, and there's like a handful of other guys. But we would all kind of link up at this party every Thursday. And at the end of the night, they would always do a freestyle session. And every night, like clockwork, Will would win. Like, Will is so talented and was as a kid. Seeing him now successful makes more sense than anything. But at the time, him and Ev were real tight, and they had a group. Evidence lived in Venice.
Yep.
On Six and Rose. His neighbor was Quincy Jones III. Evidence was like, yo, I'm going to bring you and Scott to meet Q. So he brought us to meet QD3. That was some of my first times watching music be made. And that's when Scott and I started, we created the Hooligans. And Q took a liking to us. And was like, man, you guys are really dope. We kind of built our demo together. Out working with Q, like producing with me and Scott rapping. We ended up signing to Tommy Boy. We got a meeting with Buzztone Management, which was managing Cypress Hill, House of Pain. And that day we met B-Real, he was in the office, and then B-Real executive produced us.
So you're in 10th grade. Are you going to school at this point?
Yes, kind of going to school, but we went on tour. So in 1993, the Soul Assassin tour happened.
Yes.
Right? We got signed. We didn't even have an album out yet, and we just got thrusted on this tour, this United States tour, with Cypress was on top of the world. Soul Assassins was like huge. The only bigger thing out of LA was Dre and what they were doing, Snoop.
What were your parents saying when you're like, all right, so we got signed to a label, and check this out, we have to go on tour for 3 months.
I think they were like impressed. Like, I remember they didn't really think much till I showed them like a check for like 30 grand or something. And then I remember my dad was like, oh, okay, that's making some money. All right, shit. Also, the label was like, oh, don't worry about it, the management. Don't worry, we have a tutor that's going to go with them. And he's going to make sure everything is straight. So we're like, cool, cool. The day of the tour starts, we meet our tutor. The guy shows up. His name was Langston. He walks in the tour bus. He's like, man, listen, just keep me high this whole tour, man. Make sure I got some weed. You guys ain't got to do no work. And we were like, hell yeah. This dude rolled with us on tour. Just had a straight vacation. Just became one of our crew members. We opened on the tour. It was like such a learning experience getting out there. And I was on tour with some real MCs, you know, Be Real, Everlast. Those were some of my first days also going to record stores with Lethal, DJ Lethal from House of Pain. We'd be in like St. Louis, he'd like take me to the record store and he'd just be like, yeah, box up the whole jazz and soul section. We don't got time. He would just buy the whole sections and then he'd sit on his bus and I'd come in there and smoke with him. He'll have the turntable on his bus, take it from soundcheck, you know, and he'll be like, yo, listen to this record. See how it just sounds good. Listen to this record. It just sounds like shit. Yo, listen right here. See the groove? That's where the breakdowns are. And listen, you can, okay. So like he was already schooling me on shit early.
Okay.
As far as like records, I wasn't making beats yet, but I was just a sponge. Like after that, it was over. Like that tour kind of clinched it. Like, yeah, if I could figure out how to do this as a career, you best believe there's nothing that any school or anyone's going to offer me that will throw me off.
A lot of the records I sample, the moment might just happen for 5 seconds. It just might be a two-bar moment or an intro or an outro. And that's what we make the beat out of. And it's like the diligence of listening to all these records and waiting for that moment gives you your scope. There it is. That's the shit right there. I'm staying with that part.
From that tour, things eventually sort of go off the rails for the group. What happened?
We dropped the single. We had a video. I guess they didn't like the results they had from the single, Tommy Boy, and they just shelved the album. We had a whole album. This is when I was, I would say, sophomore, you know, high school. I started getting into beats because when we got our budget, I bought an ASR-10. Lethal took me to Guitar Center. That's how I developed my style. And after the tour, B-Rail moved to Venice and he had a studio in his garage, set up ASR-10, and I used to go there and make beats in the garage. And Muggs would come through and see me over there messing around and was like, yo, come to the crib with me, man. I'm working on a Cypress 3 album. And then that's how I kind of went from hanging with B to like Muggs saying, come to my crib up in Nichols Canyon in Hollywood. And I would go to his house on the weekends. I would sleep on Muggs' couch and we would just work on beats. He saw how like excited I was to work. This is after the Hooligans, I'm in high school. And I was really good with the ASR-10, so that was like my job. And I had a good ear. So he would give me boxes of records and, you know, go through records. And I would find samples and like pull them up on the ASR and maybe chop something or maybe make like a halfway of a beat. He wouldn't let me do the drums. He didn't trust my drums back then. He was like, nah, because, you know, he was the man. And he's paying me cash. I'm living great. And I did a lot on that album. When it came out, I didn't really have a credit on it. I didn't mind because I knew it wasn't my position. I didn't have a name yet. And Muggs was paying me well, keeping me in the mix. And it was a great opportunity. And it all paid off because how you think I met Mobb Deep? Through Muggs.
Success to me is
to be profitable and do good through something that I love to do.
I think success is really defined by the person. I envy a person who doesn't care, who is just like enjoying every day but just because the sun's out.
Are you still going to high school at this point?
I am going to high school.
And you're fully committed to like, music is my future. This is hip-hop.
I didn't really know still.
Oh, right.
I wanted it to be, but it was like something had already happened. I'd already gotten a deal. I've been on tour. I've done some stuff. I'm like, I'm not letting go of this dream. You already know I was hell-bent on it, but now thinking back, I'm not. It wasn't for sure.
By the time he graduated high
school, peace, people. Oh man,
so much juice in there, man.
Yeah, what a story, eh?
I know, right?
So he's coming from Beverly Hills, hanging around Cypress Hill.
Yep,
that's which is honestly a crazy feat. to have as a teen. And then running into people like Will.i.am. He mentioned that he grew up with around Will, other successful artists that he mentioned, and eventually through his connections running into Mobb Deep.
100%, bro. But you know, I think what's important to highlight too is that you know, that rap group that they had when they were youth, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Dope Poets Society, and how that turned into their little crew, and them getting signed to Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
And getting even 30K for like a 3 month
yeah.
a 3 month tour.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, hearing him talk about living in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And seeing, you know, Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And feeling like, yo, because how many white people probably thought like, oh man, you know, I'm white, I can't be a part of this. This is black.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we're now here tributing one of the illest producers, right? And so, indeed. I think what really matters with Al is that, you know, based off of what I'm hearing, is that, you know, he pays homage, right? And he really added on to a lot of, you know, great talent, man.
For sure.
Right? Because it's like, honestly, bro, before I hear the voice, for me, it's the rhythm.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And if the rhythm and the voice of the MC go together, that's for me, is like, yo, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, right. It's the synergy.
Indeed.
Yeah. Honestly, for me too, I think the drums gotta catch my attention.
Mm.
Drums, they gotta catch my attention. I like melodies and chords too, but when it comes to recently, when it comes to hip hop,
mm-hmm.
man, the drums gotta be elite. And like you were saying, the name is escaping me right now, but who he was staying with after
DJ Muggs.
He went on tour. Yeah, DJ Muggs, right?
Yeah.
He was staying with him, and he was picking out records for him and sleeping at his spot. And he was saying that DJ Muggs would allow him to pick the samples and chop them, but when it came to the drums,
yeah, he didn't
like,
trust
nah.
Him, yeah.
He didn't trust. Yeah, he didn't, yeah, get the, yeah, yeah, he didn't, yeah, get, yeah, the trust.
He didn't even get the credit on the Cypress Hill 3 album.
That's right. And that's actually an important point I wanted to speak on, because when it comes to credits and credentials and recognition, like when you're doing certain things at a certain stage, you have to, I won't say you have to, but it is better to actually just put in the work and not worry about what you're receiving in return.
Indeed.
Because if the work is good work, it's going to show, improve your own skills and credentials.
True indeed.
And down the line, you're going to run into an opportunity that is based off that work that you did in the past.
Indeed.
That you may not have gotten credit for in the present at that time.
Indeed.
But now you're in the present future and the past is working for you.
Indeed.
And so that's my message to a lot of artists out there. And honestly, in any profession, there's going to be times where people brush you off. They don't give you the credit that you deserve. Man, just keep going.
Indeed. Indeed, man. Currency doesn't always need to be money. Currency can flow like a current. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's electrical or it's water.
Right.
It can flow. And other things can flow to you. You know what I mean? So step out of the fucking way and walk through the portal and the vortex. And allow the currency to flow to you, you know?
Indeed, indeed.
Get through the Shinzo.
Yeah, through the Shinzo, exactly. Through the heart.
You know what I mean?
The heart chakra.
Indeed, bro.
Yes.
So let's get into some more fucking music for these people,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, let's keep it pushing.
All the way live, baby. The Boom Bap Syndicate, man.
We got Shangri-La.
Shangri-La, man. Come
off
on.
Of Alfredo 2.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Let's
Boom Bap Syndicate, man. 90.1 FM.
Yeah, woke up and hit the door. Yeah, I done made it, the good Lord and gave me a whole nother 24. I got two bitches in Malibu making the movie. This shit hit the movie scope. Hit the weed, drank the drink up and took the blow. Tell me, is you a stutter, was you a hoe? Yeah, fuck it, I love them both. Baby mama, hit mistress, not in the boat. Rock a bye, baby bitches, won't child support. Rock that ice in the face, then I rock a boat. Let me post up at your place and chop the blow. Let me post up at your place and catch a fit. Let you slide in this DM on freaky shit. Now I wonder if I ever crossed you or lost you. Would you ever set me up, webby up? Yeah, you a sneaky bitch. How many legs, so? Yeah, how many tricks, so? Yeah, how many dicks, so? But bitch, I don't wanna know. Girl, this ain't your first trip, you been round before. Fuck some rich niggas, fucked up the town before. Bitch, your home was already broke. I picked it up off the floor, so I can't be responsible. This shit was optional. I was thinking about taking it in and just keeping one bitch, but that shit was illogical. Once I get up, a nigga get lit up, I'ma hit your bitch up. I can't make no promise, so many bitches got niggas investing. It don't make no sense, and it don't make no dollars. So once I get up, a nigga get lit up, I might fuck a break up. I can't make no promise, so how many licks, so? Yeah, how many tricks, so? Yeah, how many bricks, so? Hand me my pistol. Don't forget, hit that light by the window. I'ma pull up when I see the signal. I take couple of the killers on kick, though. If you ain't come to shoot, but you stand for. If you run off on me, then you tweaking, bitch. If don't come back around, you can keep it, bitch. I done had bitches get on the internet, try me like Zion. I'm still undefeated, bitch. You were holding, you broke, then you tweaking, bitch. Sucking on the wrong dick, you ain't eating, bitch. Now I wonder if I ever crossed you or lost you. Would you ever set me up, wet me up? Yeah, you a sneaky bitch. How many licks, so? Yeah. How many tricks, so? Yeah. I hit a friend, no. Yeah, so many tears, so girl, this ain't your first trip, you been round before. Fuck some rich niggas, fucked up the town before. Bitch, your heart was already broke. I picked it up on the floor, so I can't be responsible. This shit was optional. Yeah, yeah. Baby, this shit was optional. Yeah, yeah. And you know I'm that I'm so. Yeah. Baby, this shit was optional.
I'm back at it once again. Niggas thought it was a myth. I got pillows in the back of the machine, blowing piss. Pay cash for the bill, yeah, the conversation different. Copping assets, thinking ahead for the children. Feds hit the block and it ain't never been the same. Whoever would've thought that I'd get rich from the shit that I learned in the game. And I fought for this shit, man, it costs for this shit. Everything allocated. Look, my money too long to just be worried about a nigga. S cargo might do pairs for the winner. Invest a couple million, pull up limited edition. I ain't even gotta talk about it. House with a loft inside. Another opportunity. My life so beautiful. My stock keep accumulating. You can't low bro me. I'm too smooth. Stuck thinking Maybachs with no roof. A rough or gray with the stock shoe. I'm parked at another spot. Sparked and I'm heading out. My conversation light unless you talking about breading out. COD, bring them out. Make sure it's wrapped well. Very little clientele, but everything's so consistent. Everything's so efficient. Niggas know my numbers big, so even though my clientele small, touch a meal quick. Did it all with no assist. I calculate in my sleep. I'm Malcolm X with the heat. Whole different pedigree.
I got a smoke room in your bitch crib. You never been in, a couch you never sat on. You not allowed up in there. You can't hang with the grown-ups. You chilling out with the big kids, the ones who think they like us, but really nowhere near it. These niggas acting wizard, all out there near there. My ex wish she was still here, she reminiscing in tears. My Benz windows is clear, you see me chilling in there. I'm lounging on the beach chair, somewhere where you would be scared. I'm rolling in a brown roast, nigga Coco beware. Chocolate eclair, pre-roses prepared. Park Yogi Bear, picnic basket, finished classics. Bentley's passing, security gate, to and fro the mansion. I'm having Larry June, Alchemist, Mad Men, they spazzing. Water under the bridge, another million for the kids. Fools never could do what I did. My whole crew got coops with kids. AMGs, Brabant says, hella keys, but not to sniff. You push a button, the roof lift. I left it running front this bitch, east side. Ooh, he said, ooh, he said, ooh, he said, ooh, he said.
What's up, man? happened tonight.
You get older, I almost don't recognize you anymore.
Last time I saw you, you told me that you were going to go to Louisiana. What happened?
Louisiana, what happened?
And she gon' give a nigga face inside the law. PK to the city she came across. Might have been the baddest bitch I came across. Told her hurry up and take this dick and take a loss. Bitch, I'm taking off. Yeah. You know a nigga keep a ghost side view with a hoe like you. I don't need no daughter, fuck a hoe like you. I be standing on this pippin' like I always do. Slamming on these bitches like I always do. Rock a bitch, I never see a car come through. 20,000 and one, let it fall on you. I can make it with this motherfucking dog on you. Like, yeah. You know a nigga keep a ghost side view with a hoe like you. I keep it chill, I don't never kiss and tell, but the hoes I do not. You know a nigga keep a boy side view with a hoe like you. With a hoe like a nigga married to the game, I can never tell a hoe I do.
I played the clip in the city, D.C., Philly, shopping, taking pictures, left with a 50. Scanning every car, every trap was a 5-star. Order room service, check trap. I'll be back tomorrow, switching up the pictures on that. We doing out calls, green dot only. We ain't fucking with them credit cards. Knock some fresh game, added that to my catalog. Choose up, baby girl. Me and you can go far. What's happening?
You know a nigga keep a boy side view with a hoe like you.
With a hoe like you.
I keep it real, I don't never kiss and tell, but the hoes I do.
Straight up.
You know a nigga keep a boy side view with a hoe like you. With a hoe like you. A nigga married to the game, I can never tell a hoe I do not.
I know you feeling it. It's the motherfucking king, bitch. I'm back. Yeah. Cooperation.
Fuck with me, you can feel it. Bitch.
Keisha, let a nigga feel it. Leisha, let a nigga feel it. Tamika, let a nigga feel it. Bitches know that I'm the realest. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lana, let a nigga feel it. Yeah. Kiki, let a nigga feel it. Yeah. Tiana, let a nigga feel it. Yeah. Bitches know that I'm the realest. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty brown skin, body of a goddess, smelling so good, really my type. I've been searching around, but still ain't found real love.
I put up on that, I told her like that.
I got a couple girls I'm talking to, I'm trying to narrow down. Hitting it from the hearing ocean sounds. Took the Corvette to Half Moon Bay, it's foggy out.
grabbed a green tea. After that, brought the Porsche out. I let her rock my hoodie real quick. She felt the ocean breeze. Dropped her right back at the crib. Then back count G's. $250,000 in 20s. We gon' need machine. Nigga, this the 63S, not the 43. What's happening? I've been searching the bomb, but still ain't found real love. Made my way to the top, but still ain't found real love. But I'm happy because for the first time in my life, I feel I found real love. I found real love. But I'm happy because for the first time in my life, I feel I found real love. Love is when you happy with yourself. Fuck when niggas talk. When shit got tough, I adjust it and work smarter. I ain't got no hard feelings, love. You can keep walking. I appreciate all that you done, but this not working. Think I need another vacation. Might hit London. About to cop another location. I've been on the hunt. I ain't got no one to lean on, so I'm working double. When I got good with myself, that's when I found love. What's happening? I've been searching the wrong, but still ain't found real love. Still ain't found real love. Made my way to the top, but still ain't found real love. But I'm happy because for the first time in my life, I feel I found real love. First time in my life, I feel I found real love. I found real love.
It's just something fun.
Catch me in the back of the alley, bumping L, moving like Ali, bomb, bomb, ba bow. It's hot like the war in Iran. Got a chick from Saudi, but she live in Tehran. Come through with the band, same color as sand. King Wise, hard body, and we travel the land. I'm on fire like a dragon. They already know my pants fitted, not sagging. Pull up out the Benz, that's a black G-Wagon. Looking like Bruce Lee. Ba 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 ba.
Ha ha ha.
Liu Kang, fire like motherfucker Chow Ming, that's Su Hang. Welcome to the manor, baby. This is Bruce Wayne. Batman flying with the blue flame. Bow, 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 bow.
Batman with the blue flame.
Come on, bro.
You like fucking Bruce Wayne.
Come on, bro.
With a fucking gold chain.
Come on,
chilling
bro.
With your girl, man. I'm chilling with the Dame.
Come on, boy.
Hit a buzzer like I'm Dame.
Oof.
Yeah, yeah, I'm balling with the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers.
I'm steady bumping beats, listen to your haters.
Oof.
Talking so loud, I can hear you from the scrapers.
From the top, we can see you niggas with binoculars. From the top. We can see you haters with binoculars from the top. We can see you haters with binoculars from the top. Yeah. We can see you haters with binoculars.
Yo, Elk, man. Come on, man.
It's just too easy, boy. It's just too easy, man. Tell me what fucking radio. Tell me which radio program you gonna hear some shit like this, boy.
Live, baby.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Positive educational is correct right era, now. Boy.
Yes, sir.
Positive
Saturday.
Enlightenment, man. Let's go.
10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Y'all know where to find us, man. CJSF 90.1 FM.
The Boom Bap Syndicate, boy.
Yes, sir.
Bars Without Borders coming soon to y'all, boy.
Indeed.
Oof, the first episode, man.
Yeah, the Boom Bap Syndicate. Boom Bap Syndicate on IG. Send us any messages. Email us, boombapsyndicate1@gmail.com.
That's right.
Send us any requests, messages, you
Follow
know.
Follow us on TikTok.
Songs. Yeah, we got
YouTube.
On TikTok as well. Let's connect, man.
Let's get it popping, man.
Let's connect.
Because we bringing that Bars Without Borders series, and that's where we showcase, you know, the illest MCs in the city. And we taking it national and international. So we looking forward to coming to a hood near you. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
That's right. We coming to a neighborhood near you. Because we come to what? Build the empire. Because what? To have an empire, you need to what? Have people at the round table.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
You have to. You got to have your people. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
The tribe. And this is the tribe of the Shinzo.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? From the heart.
Yes, sir. Straight from the heart, man. And from the heart, those last songs.
Yes.
we got into some funky shit. Shangri-La.
Shangri-La, boy.
Freddie Gibbs, Alchemist off Alfredo 2.
Bop, 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 bop.
Moving on.